football's a cruel game at times, isn't it? You got back into it and then get chinned at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I thought first half, I thought they were the better side, if I'm honest. But we're hoping to get in at 1-1 because, you know, we did okay, but they played better than us first half. I thought we started slow second half, and the third goal's disappointing. But after that, I thought we totally dominated it. For that half an hour after that, we got it down, we passed it, we had a stranglehold on midfield. I thought Murphy, Mowat and Phillips were outstanding in that area, and it was a problem for them. You know, they couldn't get a foothold back in the game. The second goal for us, it comes from weight of pressure. The kid's under pressure when he's going back towards his own goal, so he slices it in his own net. And then the equalisers, it's a great strike. You know, it's a great move, good ball inside, good bit of hold-up play, and an absolute exquisite finish, you know, from Mowat. And, you know, you just need to get across the line. But I said to the lads in there, and we've done that, to be fair, the last 2 or 3 months, we've beat sides 1-0, we've gone away from home and won 1-0. We deserve something today, there's no two ways about it, and I don't think Wolves could argue with that. But, you know, it's a young side, and I've just said to them there that sometimes, if we're going to be successful and go up and we're going to win every week, sometimes we're going to get beat. You know, we've got to learn that it just don't go for you some days. And I thought today, the effort and the endeavour second half, I thought was really outstanding. And to come to Wolves and dominate for half an hour away from home like that, you know, I've got to be pleased.
We talk about the youngsters every week. Another one to talk about now, Calvin Phillips, debut for him. Any hesitation in chucking him in?
Not at all. Calvin's been ready for a while, and it's just picking the right time to put him in, you know. And you wouldn't know it with his debut today. I thought he took to it. He gave us a physical presence in there. You know, he caused the first goal for us. He pressured McDonald into a poor pass across his own box. And Calvin finished it off.
Charlie
finished it off well. And I just thought his all-round game, I thought he'd give us some physical presence in there. I thought he won his tackles a bit. And I thought he used the ball well, he passed it well. And, you know, he had a great debut.
Luke Murphy must feel like an old man in that midfield today.
Yeah, but I thought he did it well, Murph. I thought he sat in just in front of the back four. You know, we're aware of a Forby dropping in. I went to watch him against Forest and you know, a Forby back row. And Dicko, they wait for you. It's similar to what Watford do, you know, and they let you come onto them, and then they break. They hit you on the break with pace. So we sat Murphy in there for a reason, and I thought for large spells it worked, you know. And the disappointing thing is, I mean, the goals, most of them have come from crosses, you know, and you've got to stop balls coming in the box, and you've got to defend. And you know, the fourth goal's disappointing because, you know, the kids shouldn't be allowed to get the ball in the box. And once it comes in the box, then you're under pressure. You've got to try and deal with it. But I've got to be pleased with the performance.
Neil, everyone can see the foundations are there. The question is, are you going to be here when they come to fruition?
Well, look, I want to be. You know, I want to be here, and I want to do it right. But, you know, things have got to be right. You know, things have got to be put in place, and things have got to be made right. So you've got a fair chance, like all the other 91 clubs. You know, I've got a chance. So that's all I'm asking. But I think you can see today the players are with it. They're all behind it. You know, they showed some fighting spirit, which is now synonymous with what we do. You know, we're always in a game. We're always at the races. And it's young. Like I said, it's going to win. It's going to go on a run. It's going to go on a run of games. It's going to get beat every now and again. You know, it's a young side, but the signs are really good.
If you ask the question whether you're going to be here next year.
No, I mean, listen, that's for another time. You know, I've just got to concentrate on these games. There's 5 games left. You know, I've just said to the lads in there, I want to try and win as many as we can for them, because they've earned it. You know, I thought the run that we've been on as regards getting ourselves out of trouble, I thought they deserved it. You know, they've got us in a far better place. Pleased with the performance today. You know, obviously the result's disappointing because we deserve something, and I don't think many people can argue with that. And we move on, we go to the next game. But, you know, these 5 games are important for these lads that have got some momentum, you know, that are instilling the pride back into the club.
It's been an emotional time for you. Have you had a chance to take stock yet, or will you do that over the next few days?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to think about things when I get a chance to think about them. But at this moment in time, the football club's far more important than me, you know, and it's more important than me anyway. So it's important that we do the right things for the football club, because it's getting to its feet again.
But some would argue, Neil, you are the football club at the minute.
Well, you, I think that what we can see, I mean, you see the supporters today, we're all together. You know, we're all together. The supporters are together, the players are together. You know, we're all together as one, and, you know, we're trying to get this going, and we're getting to its feet. This big club's starting to get to its feet again. And, you know, it just needs a chance.